Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimusizi wakwaZuma. Lathi khuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa sibheke ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini empilweni zethu. We thank God. Yesterday was Christmas Day. This is Boxing Day. We thank God. We really thank God. Ohambe nathi kwaze kwabalana. Unkulunkulu uthembekile mlaleli, uNkulunkulu nawe, uNkulunkulu angeke azakushiye, uNkulunkulu angeke azakuyeke, uNkulunkulu akadinge lutho kuwe, udinge inhliziyo yakho kuphela. He just needs you to open your heart to him. uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda mlaleli, ngithanda ukukutshela namhlanje kusini ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda, futhi uthi lapha encwadini kaJeremiah, ngikuthande ngothando olungunaphakade. uNkulunkulu angeke size sifike isikhathi lapha angeke asakuthanda khona empilweni yakhe, uyohlala kuthanda ngaso sonke isikhathi. Bekakuthanda udlula eyimeni wena ucabanga ukuthi akakuthandi, waya avuma ukuthi kwenzakala u-1 no-2 no-3 empilweni yakho. Funa ukukutshela ukuthi uyakuthanda, uyakuthanda namanje usandlula kulesi simo ondlula kuso, futhi ukuthanda enough ukuthi akuphumelelise nango-2025 usayongena enyakeni omusha, aphumelelise abantwana bakho, akuphumelelise kukho konke, avikele umndeni wakho. He is that God who is faithful. He is more faithful to us than we are to him. That's what I want you to know namhlanje ekuseni. Sisakhuluma ngesihloko esithi preparing for 2025. Namhlanje ekuseni ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu unawe and uNkulunkulu uzokulwela nanoma ngabe yisiphi isimo obhekane naso. Ngicela ukuthi sifunde lana encwadini kaDeuteronomy chapter 20. Bese sehla naye sibheke ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini kubantwana bakaIsrael. The promises of the children of Israel are your promises. Yilesi yileze sima phezu kwazo, you know, masiya kuNkulunkulu, because ivele yizwi likaNkulunkulu esimingalo phambi kukaJehova, because lisibonisa i-identity kaSimakade, lisibonisa ingqondo kaSimakade, lisibonisa inhliziyo yakhe, lisibonise nentando yakhe. Deuteronomy chapter 20, ngizofunda from verse 1. Lithi, when you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. So it shall be when you are on the verge of battle, that when the priest shall approach and speak to the people, and he shall say to them, hear ye, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies, do not let your heart faint, do not be afraid, and do not tremble or be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Namhlanje ngifuna ukukutshela ekuseni ukuthi zonke izimpi ozobhekana nazo ngo-2025 uNkulunkulu sekakuhambele ngaphambili. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu, when you go out to battle against your enemies, bese lithi, and when you see horses and chariot and people more numerous than you, uma ubhekana nezimo ezinzima ukudlula wena, uma ubheka abantu abanamandla ukundlula wena, uma ubheka abantu abanekhono elidlula elakho, wena uma uthi uyazibheka ubone kahle ukuthi uyohluleka, whether you are fighting them in court or kuphi. But into engifuna ukuthi uyazi namhlanje ekuseni usayongena ku-2025, because uzongena ku-2025. Anginandaba ukuthi uyagula, uzongena ngegama likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. If you are listening to the sound of my voice, I declare ukuthi uzongena and uyongena uphilile. Into engifuna ukuyazi ukuthi uyazi ukuthi u-2025 uzoba nezimpi zakhona, because unyaka nonyaka unezimpi zakhona. U-2025 uzoba nezimpi zakhona, but uNkulunkulu uyathembisa ukuthi uma uyongena esimeni ubhekane nezitha zakho, ubone amahashi wabo, the reinforcement abeza nayo, ubheke ama-chariots wabo, ubheke ukuthi there are people that are more numerous than you. Uthi, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you out of Egypt. Maybe when you do not identify with the experience of God taking you out of Egypt, but maybe you identify nezimo uNkulunkulu akhiphe kuzo empilweni yakho. Uma ubheka emuva, ushilo umhlabelelo wesizulu uthi, namhlanje Nkosi siyamangala. Uma sibheka emuva, kube wena bowungenathi, ngabe safela endleleni. Ngithanda ukukutshela namhlanje ekuseni ukuthi uba uJehova bekanga nawe, ubuzofela endleleni nawe usesengumntwana wakhe. You are going to die in the valley. You're going to die in that sickness. You're going to die in that thing. Eyakuvelela empilweni yakho. But because uNkulunkulu beka nawe, ukudlulisile kuleyo experience leyo. And uNkulunkulu usese nawe namanje. And uNkulunkulu usazokunqobela futhi nango 2025. Noma ngabe bakufungele ini. Ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi the Lord is going to fight for you. Uthi lana, so it shall be when you are on the verge of the battle that the priest shall approach and speak to the people and say to them, hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid and do not tremble or be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God, he goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Into engifuna ukuthi uyazi ukuthi you need to remind yourself of what the word of God says. Empilweni yakho usayobhekana naleyo mpileyo ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini kuwe. Zikhumbuze, because lana lithi the priest will go before them and declare ukuthi, hear, O Israel, the Lord God goes before you. Now you need to declare to yourself ukuthi lalela, uNkulunkulu uyokuhambela ngaphambili ukuthi akulwele, ngoba impi akuse yakho wena. You just have to show up and allow the Lord to fight your battle for you, whatever battle that you are going to face ngo 2025. I want to say to you ukuthi usuyinqobile. UNkulunkulu sekakuhambele ngaphambili, sekadile nezitha zakho already. Ama struggles la uSathane awavezayo engqondweni yakho aloka biza kushumayeza ukuthi awusebenzi, uyodlani, uJanuary uyeza, ikulfisi ini nani. But I want you to know namhlanje kuseni ukuthi there is a God in heaven obheke wena, oqaphile ngaso sonke isikhathi. UNkulunkulu okulwela zonke izimpi zakho, loyo uNkulunkulu wuye ozobona ukuthi uzoyenzani empilweni yakho. That God is the one that is going to fight for you in those battles, whatever battle that you are fighting. Ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhona. Yebo, kwesinye isikhathi khona abantu esibathembile ukuthi yabona makungafika ubani, ngiyazi ukuthi ngisorted. Lalela, lishizwe kaNkulunkulu, uqalekisi umuntu obeka ithemba lakhe emuntwini, kepha ubusisi umuntu othemba kuJehova, nothemba lakhe linguJehova. Ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi u-2025 ithemba lakho linguJehova. Why should you not kill yourself? Ithemba lakho linguJehova. Why should you not give up? Ithemba lakho linguJehova. Why should you not be discouraged and have a faint heart? Ithemba lakho linguJehova. Last week besikhuluma ngokuthi dig again. Dig the well again, because kula uzombona khona uNkulunkulu empilweni yakho. Namhlanje ngiyakukhuthaza ukuthi noma ngabe yipi impi uSathane sekayihlelile ukuthi izomelana nempilo yakho, even if bakuthreatenishile, sewufikile umbiko eyindlebeni zakho ukuthi uzibanibani uzokwenzani. Ngithi mina bhekisa amehlo akho kuJehova, because uthe ezwini lakhe impi akuse yakho kodwa impi ingeyakhe. Yazi kusho ukuthini lokho? Kusho ukuthi wena awunawo amandla wokulwa nalabo bantu labo. Awunawo amandla against lawo mahashi wabo. Awunawo amandla against lawo ma-chariots wabo. Awunawo amandla against whatever abavela ngayo kuwe. You do not have power. You do not have strength. But guess what? Because you are in a covenant noNkulunkulu, ngoba wazana naye, and ngoba sekakhomithile uThixo wathi ngizokulwela, it means ukuthi wena you just need to trust him and you just need to stand behind the Lord. Allow ukuthi yena bese sekakuhambela ngaphambili, bese sekayakulwela lezo zimpi zakho. It means which you don't even need to do the fighting, but he is the one that does the fighting for you. The only thing ekufanele ukuthi uyenze wena ukuphakamisa amandla akhe nokumbonga ukuthi baba sengiyabonga ukuthi uyangilwela kulempi. Zifundise ukuthi amehlo akho ahlale kuNkulunkulu mawusesimeni. Zifundise ukuthi you know, umethembu uNkulunkulu nasebunzimeni bendlela. Noma sewuzwa ubuhlungu, ngoba kwesinye isikhathi endleleni kuba ubuhlungu bathandekayo, uza ukuthi ubuhlungu bakhona kudida ukwenza, uza ukuthi akubeka ngezeleka amapain wakhona. But nalawo mapain lawo khala kuNkulunkulu, uye kuye. UNkulunkulu uyozokuthwala, UNkulunkulu uyozokudlulisa, UNkulunkulu uyozokunqobela. Uthi umhlabelelo wesiZulu, endleleni yonke uJesu osinqobelayo. Ngifuna ukuthi wazi namhlanje ukuthi wena sowunqotshelwe zonke izimpi zaka 2025. Sezinqotshiwe, UNkulunkulu sekakuhambele ngaphambili, UNkulunkulu seka overcomeile. The only thing that you need to do is to celebrate and trust in the Lord. Ngena ngesibindi ngo 2025. Angazi kwenzakaleni empilweni yakho ku 2024, but ngena ngesibindi. ngesibindi ungene ngokumethemba uJehova ungavumi ukuthi isitha sikususe endaweni yakho ume phezu kwezwi likaNkulunkulu sibe sifunda uDeuteronomy chapter 20 from verse 1 sehlela until verse 4 ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi noma ngabe yisiphi isitha ozobhekana naso ungabi nokwesaba ungesabi ngokuba yena unawe uyakulwela futhi uyakusindisa kuleso sitha. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli, until next time.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.